Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Shehakol Nehiye B'dvaro.
V'siyata D'Shmoyel, let's head back to the plagues, to Parshas Va'era. Something we mentioned in the past, the famous stipler in Berachas Peretz, Parshas Va'era, with regards to Makas Tzvardeya. Famous word of the stipler, Fred the stipler, how is it Shayach Rashi, who is Lipshuto Shemikra, and Ibar Rashi cites the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, recorded both in the Medrash Rabbah and the famous Machlokis in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin Amid Beis. According to Rabbi Akiva, Vatala Tzvardeya, it was one frog, as the Loshan seems to indicate, it's Loshan Yachid. Tahaina, one frog popped out of the river, out of the Nile River on a sunny Sunday afternoon. Mitzri, number one, hits it, even though, again, the Gemara and the Medrash do not mention, it's only the Medrash Tanchuma. Rashi doesn't mention, it's the Medrash Tanchuma that actually is the first to mention the Indian of the Hakal that they actually hit it. But either way, continues the Medrash Tanchuma. Tommy the Egyptian hit the frog and multiplied into two. And then Steve the Egyptian hit it again and turned it to four. Next thing you know, turned it to eight. 1632. And next thing you know, they had billions of frogs running rampant throughout the land. Ask the stifler the obvious question. So Mitzvah, stop hitting the frogs and you won't even have a plague. Just don't hit them. If you don't hit him, it's going to stop. It didn't stop after the first hundred, after the first few thousand, the first million. What's going on here? Terrence is what? This is the meat of Kas. The pejorative character trait of anger, which can so overwhelm and overtake a person that it distorts the intellect ad kedei kach that you're not even cognizant, you're not even aware of what's transpiring in front of your very own eyes. You can hit the frog in anger and your fury, and it multiplies into two. You hit it, well, you stopped it already. It's cut that out already. And unbelievable, next thing you know, you got billions of frogs all over the land of Egypt. And that's the meat of Kas, and you have to work on the meat of Kas. Briskrov used to say, people thought my father of Chaim was the Gol Ador in learning. He was also the Gol Ador in Chesed. And my father of Chaim told us that you all think that Gol Ador in Chesed, you think it came easily. Well, Chaim said that his Etzem Tchunis and Nefesh were, he was a Kason. That he was a Kason by nature. He had a quick temper. He says, I worked on it for many, many years. Stories talk about Ramosha having worked 14 years on the meat of Kas. And Ramosha said also, that he was a Kasan by nature and he worked years on himself. And how many times the Chozen Ish said about he was a Mayan Alatsimo. And the Mice Ish, they bring the Chozen Ish said about himself when somebody came to apologize, I'm sorry for getting angry. He says, I've never gotten angry in my life. These Gedolei Yisrael, they worked on overcoming the meat of Kas, but somebody who succumbs to this negative character trait, it can distort your intellect, ad kedei kach, that you can be hitting frogs and you're not even aware that you yourselves are the Gorim of the Makkah. Now we know, interestingly enough, Rashi makes it clear, and based on Chazal, the Rechaim HaKodesh elaborates, B'cho va'amcho. And these frogs went inside your system. They mamish went inside the bodies, and they were busy croaking from within. Interesting, we don't find that the Arav went inside the body. We don't find that the Kinim infested inside their body. Why is this the only one out of all 10 plagues that actually went inside the bodies of the Egyptians? Lafi Divri has stipler, it's Geshmak, what's a mida, can I get mida? The whole plague was Nigram, it was all true. Triggered Ayyadeh, the meat of Kas that comes from within. I'm a Mela to highlight that it came from within. They're not just going to be croaking the ribbiting like the Kliyaka and others say. After all, they were screaming in the ears of the Yidin to do the work, so they're going to scream and ribbit and croak in your ears. More than that, they're going to go inside. What Shaykh is inside? Lafi, Dibri, Astaipur, it's Geshmak, because it was Noveya from the meat of Kas that came from within. And to highlight the Chomer Inyan, it's going to come and attack you on the inside, but perhaps it's in Nekuda Nosefus, an additional aspect. Heladikya Gemara in the third parak in Adarim Chabezim and Aleph. The Gemara says, Hakola Koes Komene Gehenim Sholtam, the famous Ramban, starts off Higeras Ramban when he talks about the Mida of Anivus, the first, the cardinal character trait, Letzad HaTov, and then, of course, you have the meat of Kas, and the Ramban quotes this Gemara Kolakois. If you get angry, all sorts of Gehenim will overtake you, will overwhelm you, will rule over you. Shenemar v'hasa kas v'nubecha, v'haver ro'a mibisarecha, v'ein ro'a elegan hanem, shenemar kopol shalom anev, v'gam ro'a shalom yom ro'a. Ha'arkan. The Gemara doesn't have to go fighter. This is pretty severe. If you get angry, now again, we have a separate Gemara in Shabbos Kafeim and Beis called a Koizki L'Ovid of Odezara. Even though the Marsha and others quote the Gemara, we actually don't have such a lashon. The Gemara just says that Kol HaKoes, you're going to start being Korei Begodim, and ultimately it will lead to Avodah Zarah. But many are matik that Gemara. And the end of the day, the upshot is that if you get angry, it's as if you were Oved Avodah Zarah. Rav Margolius points it out in his Toldos Odom biography of the Marsha. It's one of those places the Marsha quotes the Gemara. It's not the exact nusach that we have. Uncle Ponim, it's pretty severe, but that stems with this. If you get angry, it's kilo ovid avodah zarah. And if you get angry, komine gehenim shultim bo. So that's pretty severe. L'chor, the Gemara doesn't have to go viter, but yet the Gemara is margish the circle. Let's go viter. V'lo, not only will all gehenim overtake you, but now it's going to get pretty bad, right? How much worse can we get than Maduri Gehenim being sholate over you, right? How bad can you get? V'lo'od ela shatachtonios sholtas bo. You're going to have bowel trouble. Your bowels are going to give you problems. Now, if I were writing this Gemara L'chor, at least I would have had the Seder Hafuch, that if you get angry, your bowels are going to go ahead and give you trouble. V'lo'od, you think you can have it in this world? No, buddy, wait until you get to the next world. Now, come and get, what's going on over here? L'chor, it's very geshmak. A person has to know that if you get angry, it's kilo ovid of azora, and you should know kol kois komine gehenim sholtavol. As you think it's only for the next world, even in this world, you're not the living life. Even in this world, v'lo od, even in this world, you're going to be like a behemoth, tachtonius moshes, but you won't have any shlita. Even over the most basic animal-like characteristic we have, chagiga tazayinim and aleph, you have three characteristics in line with the animal kingdom. Ochlen v'shosin kebehema motzi and rei kebehema tachtonius. If you're not in control, you don't even know olam hazi. You have many Rishon will say, you know what, I'll sacrifice Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba. At least I'll have Olam Hazeh. At least I'll enjoy Olam Hazeh. What are you not going to enjoy Olam Hazeh? If you allow Kas to overwhelm and overtake you, then you're going to be ruled by your Tachtonius, by the bowels, by your intestines, by the Nekudas of Hamas. You're not even going to be living in this world. And that's why we see people who have hot tempers, who are easily angered and infuriated. And the other day, they're not really living Olam Hazeh. You know, we mentioned once a story of someone who was putting together Shirma Rabaruch Ber. And he found a Frayi Yid in Tel Aviv who had kisveyadi and manuscripts of having learned in Kamenetz when he was from. Unfortunately, he came to Eretz Yisrael after the war and he gave up his Yiddishkeit. So this younger man found out that he had kisveyadi and notes from the Shurmer, Baruch Ber. And we have today not only the four volumes of Baruch HaShmol, we have separate volumes of Shurmer or Baruch Ber, Kamen Mesechtas HaShas. So he went to this Frayi Yid's house and he saw when he walked in the dining room, he had two big pictures on the wall. One was a Baruch Ber Leibovitz Atzal and one was of Chai in Bialik. So he says to this guy, he says, Rav Yehuda, he says, it's a steer of Menachem Bey. He says, which one do you want in your dining room? You want the Baruch Ber, or you want Chaim Bialik, the secular poet? Which one is it? He says, you know why I keep them both on my wall? He says, Chaim Bialik, he says, he's the one. Unfortunately, he says, I have tainus on him. He says, because he got me into secular society, he says, he took away a lot of my Olam Haba. She says, you know what about Rav Baruch Ber? He says, because I learned the Rav Baruch Ber, somebody has a commonance, I couldn't even enjoy Olam Hazeh. Rav Baruch Ber took away my Olam Hazeh. Couldn't even enjoy that. Kol minei gehenim sholtim bo. Oh, you think you're going to live in this world? If you're going to let Kas overtake you, you won't even have a chayim in this world. Your bowels are going to drive you crazy. Tachtonius moshes bo. But what do you see from here? That Kas is associated befrat with what? What's the beginning of media? You see, Hudga Shayidei, the Gemara, is that if you let Kas, where does Kas come from? More of the end of Brochus is associated with the Kovet, with the Kloyos. And what do you see, though, with the digestive tract? You see that if you get angry, your bowels are going to cause you problems. And Chazal say that the frogs went into the inside and they started eating away at the intestines, eating away at the bowels. What are they doing inside? Lefid the Reino, it's very geschmack. That it's to highlight that part of this Makkah came Ayyadei the Stipler because of the meat of Kas, to highlight that it's going to come inside where Kas comes from. And just like Kas causes the Tachtonius to be sholiked over you, the frog's now going to be sholate over your tachtonius, over your bowels, and they're going to go in and drive you insane. That's the frog, that's Rabbi Akiva. Question is, so what does Elazar ben Azariah hold? He holds it was one frog, and he came and collected all his buddies all over the world. Where's he coming from? So the Marsha points out in the Chiddushah Agudas and Sanhedrin Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and that even though Vatalat Svardeya seems to be that it was one who came, and then Lechayrit split, it seems to be substantiating, bolstering the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amal Chara Lazarim Nazari says, according to Rabbi Akiva, then the Chara, how could they be miyaches that to Isaac Shofit? It wasn't until Marcus Keenan that the Chartume Paro readily agreed, that's below me, because they couldn't duplicate it. But if it came to Tzvardei of Ayasu Chain Chartume Mitzrayim, if the necromancers of Paro, the Baalei Kishef, were able to duplicate the same act, so they can only duplicate it if you have millions of frogs coming from all over the world, so then the Mitzvah could say, it's my Isaac Shofit, man. We could also bring millions of frogs from all over and bring them here. We could say that it's a shade, my Isaac Shofit, there are things to attribute it to. But if it's one frog that came out of the river and we started hitting it, they can't attribute it to my Isaac Shofit. It's a Bria Chadosha. Why did they say, yeah, it's Malumi? It must be Zotalos Menasariah, that it was really frogs that came from all over the world, and that's the reason the Marsha explains why he did not learn like the Tan Eloki, like Rabbi Akiva. Again, because if the whole point was that they were attributing the first two plagues to Isaac Shofim, that means that there was a way out to dismiss it as, oh, it's because of a shade Shofim. That can only be done if they came from all over the world. But if it's one frog that came out of the river and they hit it and it split miraculously, they'll say this is a Bria Chadosha. They can't attribute this to Isaac Shofim. Hey, we hit the Bria Chadosha, and the next thing you know, I'm multiplying. So why did they attribute it? It must be that's not what took place. It took place, they came from all over the world. We understand another reason, a more poshut reason, why Rav Elazar ben Azariah didn't learn like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is saying that it was one frog that hit the two. And the Stipler is coming along and saying that what happened, this is a display in the meat of Kas. And they weren't even aware of the frogs multiplying in front of their own eyes. If all the frogs were to get the Mitzvah to an awareness, like the Ramban, like the Rishonim, Amarech, the Tzach Hadash Be'achav, to recognize that Hashem controls every aspect of the Bria, all the Brias on land, all the Brias in the sea, all the Brias in the sky. How in the world are they going to recognize that the Eibishter is? I remember growing up, we've been talking about comic book heroes lately. Aquaman, right, controlled all the creatures of the sea. Lahandel Alvandos, Eibishter controls every creature of the sea. That's what they're supposed to come to, such an awareness. If they're not even aware that the frogs are multiplying in front of their own eyes, they're going to start thinking the Borei Olam, they're going to start, the Chorol Zom Nazarius is poshut. They have such, if it's meat of Kas, could be the only explanation to how the plague ever occurred al yaday Aliba Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that how could they ever come to any awarenesses? It must be no. They saw the frogs coming from all over the world, and that is how it took place. On this note of the meat of Kas, Rav Dov Eliach brings in Pnina Mishulchan Gavoah from the Kisveyad of Tchelis Mordechai, and Mordechai Yaffa, Talmud of Volozhin Yeshiva, who writes in the Sefer Tchelis Mordechai, he says he got it from a Buxbaum, Machon Yishalayim, where Mordechai Yaffa was a Talmud of Yitzhak Volozhin, then the Rosh Yeshiva, and Rav Itzel of Volozhin, the Pekodosh, he had a minhag that anytime a Bocher left the Yeshiva, he would leave him off with some advice, some Hadrochas Achai. So Rav Mordechai Yaffa writes that when it came time for him to leave Yeshiva's Volozhin, he went to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yitzhak Volozhin, and Rav Yitzhak Volozhin said, when you're going out into Rabbonis in Europe, I want to give you an Eitzah, a piece of advice, that you can have a lot of Kitos, Hamasnagdus, you can have a lot of groups that are going to rise up, whether it's a form, enlightenment, and a form, you're going to have people going to start making battles against you in Yiddishkeit. Don't fight them in public. Don't get into public battles because you'll never win the public battles. On the contrary, they're going to use it and say, look at the chashimas they're giving us. Look at the public hisnagdus. They're arguing, they're debating. You see that they're recognizing us as a shita. Never enter, engage in public dialogue and public debate. Otherwise, you're just going to incite their anger and they're going to want to attack you and they're going to be vengeful. He says, and what was the raya of Itzim Lozhin said? He said, Kibalti from Ovi Rechaim Lozhin. Rechaim Lozhin said that the Rashi learning like Shita Shrebi Akiva, and like we explained, it was one frog that came out of the river and they hit it and it multiplied. All they had to do was leave it alone. If they left that a little innocent frog, if they let the little bullfrog alone, they never would have had a plague number two. Just leave it. But he's croaking, he's driving you crazy, he's making loud noise, he's coming out and he's disrupting your peace. Let him go, and you know what? You just ignore him, and gradually he'll go back into the river where he came from, and you'll silence him. But if you start fighting him publicly, and you're going to start hitting him publicly, and you're going to start disparaging him publicly, you can hit him. He's going to multiply into two. You can hit him again. He's going to break off. There'll be more factions. Hit him to eight. The next thing you know, you're going to be plagued incessantly by them. Leave them alone, and they'll gradually go away by themselves. Zokter Vitzel, the Lozhin, Rashema's father, that was the Eitzei Tolu Mordechai Yaffa. When you go out, there'll be many people, they're going to denounce Yiddishkeit, they're going to try and fight you. Don't fight them in public. You want to take care of things privately, but don't make too much noise. If you start hitting them up and beating them up publicly, all it's going to do is going to cause them to multiply. Just leave it, just let it go, and that's why it's going to be Beseder. Adkan, just to be Messiah, we mentioned in the past of Kalmanovitz, And the end of the day, we know that these same frogs, they not only started in a miraculous fashion, they finished it off with an act of Mesiris Nefesh going into the fiery furnaces, where the Gemara Pesachim in the Gimel Amud Beis relates that Tal'osid Hanani Meshavei Azariah will learn the Kavah Chomer from the Tzvardim if they went into the fiery furnaces. We have to jump into the fiery furnace, even though there's the whole Shiloh. What do you mean? The Gemara Ksuvus Amolei Nagdua Hanani Meshavei Azariah Havapachol Etzamo. And Tosfos then discusses, was an Avodah Zor, was an Avodah Zor, were they even allowed to be Mosir Nefesh HaKapon? The Gemara says, they deduce, they infer the Kavah Chomer from the frogs. And the question, of course, is, what do you mean they infer the Kavah Chomer? Frogs don't have das, they don't have any Bechira. Rachaim Freelander and Sisei Chaim Amuna Bechira and Chelik Beis, based on a Sefer Chassidim, based on his Rebbe, Rav Dessler explains, Avada the frogs didn't have Bechira, and Avada they didn't have Das. But it means, why did Hashem put the frogs in a matzav that they did something completely antithetical to what their Etzem Teva is? Frogs don't jump into ovens, God's creatures, they don't commit suicide and jump into ovens. So why did Hashem do it? Why did Hashem do something? Why was the Abish to Mishana the Teva of a frog when it's not something a typical frog would ever do? It must be, because one day he wants us to draw the lesson. It's all to teach us lessons. It must be that he wants us to derive the Kavah Chomer that, you know what, you don't rationalize. And what would the rationalization be? Explain to Kamenovitz from the Mirza Tzal. Every frog could have said, especially according to the Shittas in the Medrash Rabbah, each frog lasted for 7 days. Why should I give up my life on day number one? Let me hang around until day number seven. I'll be Mekadosh Shemai for 7 days. And then I'll go into the furnace on day number seven. Or each frog could have said, well, I'm going to be the guy to go into the oven. I'm not going to go into the oven. You know, I'm going to go into Paro's bubble bath. I'm going to go into his water bed. I'll jump around in the down pillows. And let me go. Let me have a good time in Amaka. Teretz is what? When it comes time to be Moser, Snapshucha, Fakidosh Shemai, you don't make Cheshbinus. But Abishtar, 7 days, let me stick around for 7 days. No, you do it right here and now. But why do I have to give up my life? Each frog could have said, Rebonus, I'll sing Shira, Perak Shira, Boroshekva, Machusel, and Void. I'll sing Shira for you. You know what? I'll sit in Kolo the rest of my life, and I'll mamash learn all the frog Torah that I can. I'll learn all the halachas, but again, it's Fadea. I'll sit and learn, I'll steig, I'll be my turn, give Aldik. And you know what? The frog's not going to be doing its mission to do Ratzon Hashem as an effort, because it means what? If the Abishtar right now today needs someone to jump into the fiery furnace, you don't make cheshbonis, let me wait until day number seven. You don't let it be somebody else. I'll be the guy. No, there's somebody who needs to step up. Malcolm Shane frog, Ishtadu Leo's frog. Someone's got to step up to the plate. That's what they deduced from the frogs, that you don't make cheshbonis. When someone's got to do it, you do the job and you don't wait for the next person. And we mentioned it's an idea that we saw even before Malkas Vardeya. Because if you rewind back to Parshas Mikates, it's the beginning of Revi, and Perek Mem Beis, you find that Yaakov turns to his sons as a famine that infected all the lands, made its way ultimately to Eretz Canaan, and Yaakov turns to his sons and he says, and he says to them, Lama Tisro. And we know the Mefarshim, different explanations. What does it mean, Lama Tisro? What's the reflexive, the hispoil conjugation of Lama Tisro? I in the Sforno, and it's already Rabbeinu Avram and Aramam, and they write to Mamish Oso Losha. Lama sabitu zel zel. Why is every guy looking to the next side? There's a famine in the land. Every guy is looking, oh, let him be the one to go. I'll stay here. I'll take care of the tat. I'll take care of the flock, the livestock. You be the one to. Someone needs food. You be the one. But welcome, Shenish, Estavli, Yosish. You be the one to go to Mitzrayim. But each one was, well, Lama Tisro. Yaakov gave them Musa. Why are you guys looking at yourselves? Lama sabitu zel zel. Waiting for the next guy to go down. Don't wait for the next guy to jump into the oven. When Abishtar wants someone to jump into the oven, that's what Chanamish of Azariah learned from the frogs. You don't say, let me wait until day seven. You don't say, let it be the next guy. Someone needs to go right here and right now and jump to the oven. You be Mekadoshim Shemayim, Lama Sabido Zoze. You guys, don't wait for the next guy. Don't wait for Yenim. You go down, someone's got to do the Maisa. That's another important lesson we learned from the frogs. Don't go in and wait for somebody else to do it. God needs you to step up to the plate. Yistababa, don't ever let that Midav Kas be sholate over you. We see the damage that it causes. Kilo Ovid of Azora Kala, Mine Gehenim, and you won't even have an Olam Haza. Tachtoni Yosholtas Babachova Amcha. The frogs went inside and let the Egyptians and let us know. That what? That it's Naveya from the Kas that comes out from Yibifnim. Control that Kas, control the anger. And Mitzvah Shem Rizekha, it's a tremendous Yatta. Shema, everyone's invited to come back 8:15 tonight. Tfila Chabur and Inani Machshav, we're holding my Berchas Atayra. So we're talking about Lasuk, B'tavrei Torah, B'havr, Nasher, B'chavanu. See you back in the basement of Mitzvah Shem, 8:15 tonight. Berchas Atayra, the Amkes Machshav, Shabo. Have a good night and a great rest of the week ahead. Kaddish. Yes, God, I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to say,